George, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I like the fact we get to talk about a movie like this because it appears to me it's a labor of love.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so often actors come through here and they're talking about their big paycheck or their blockbuster. Tell me why you made this movie exactly.
Money. Because I thought there would be... There's big money
in a black and white
film about something that happened 50 years ago. My father's an anchorman. I grew up with the idea of how great the Fourth Estate is and how important it is, especially in broadcast journalism. And this was the high point, one of the high water marks. This and when Cronkite came back from Vietnam were two times that you could point directly to a policy change and sort of an attitude change in the country. And I thought it was a great time to talk about those things again. I don't think it's necessarily the same issues anymore, but I think it's always a good time to talk about responsibility.
When you screened this movie, I was reading that you were somewhat surprised by how few people, or what percentage of the people, knew the story of McCarthy, knew who he was, knew who Edward R. Murrow was.
Well, Murrow was... most people knew of McCarthyism. They asked us who the actor playing McCarthy was.
And which in the movie is
Joe McCarthy. I would say 50% of the people didn't know who Murrow was.
You talk about so many things in this movie that when you're a viewer of it and you're watching it, you have to say, okay, there's got to be a message for journalists today. It seems to me as if there's a bit of a shot across the bow here. Maybe a call to arms would be a better way to describe it, that you've been somewhat disappointed with what you see on television today, and you'd like us, those of us in the media, to maybe hold ourselves and our art to a better standard.
I don't think it's for me, since I'm not a journalist. I'm a son of a journalist, and I've grown up around it. I don't think it's for me to try and say, hey, straighten up. I think that everyone...
Live up to your potential? Would that maybe...
I would argue that over the past couple, 3 years, we do this, you know, every 30 or 40 years, we get a little scared, you know, we get a little beat up by somebody and or something, and we start to worry if it's unpatriotic to ask tough questions. And I find that I don't know a journalist that doesn't want to ask the tough questions. It's usually the issues. My father's fights were never about with reporters to ask tough questions. You know, he asked tough questions of the Carter administration. He asked tough questions of the Ford administration. His job was to question power. That's what the Fourth Estate does.
Murrow says at the end of the movie, and I love the speech he gives at the salute dinner, but part of that speech is when talking about television, its potential and its power, this instrument can teach, it can
illuminate, and yes, it can even inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it towards those ends. Otherwise, it is merely wires and lights in a box.
Was that the real speech, by the way?
Every word of it, yeah. We were very careful with this because of the way that people can marginalize things. You know, if you get one thing wrong now, people throw the whole thing.
Movie's gone.
So we double-sourced every scene. Every single scene in the film happened, and that was important to us. We had the people who were still alive, Don Hewitt, Joe and Shirley Worship, Milo Radulovich, the ones who were still around, on the set. And we'd say, tell us what we got wrong. Tell us when we're doing it wrong. Because it was important not to get it wrong.
So the message to journalists, maybe do a better job. The message to viewers in the general public, hold your journalists to higher standards.
Maybe, you know, I love when Murrow says the fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but
right,
in ourselves. This is about saying all power must always be checked, all power, by anyone, whoever's in charge. And the best people to do that is the press.
The movie is obviously near and dear to you right now, but your health has been in the headlines as well. You had a real bum, back, spinal cord, raging headache type situation.
How it's all
are you doing
fine now?
Is it fine? Completely fine?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah?
It's actually pretty good. It's not too bad.
You can't hold your head this way, but other than
it's
that...
It's fine. Here, turn me, will you?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Turn me.
It was scary.
It was scarier when I didn't know what it was and I thought I was having an aneurysm, which is a family... You know,
and technically
issue.
What it is now is?
It's a spinal leak.
I'm not going to let you go without congratulating you because you were recently named to the very first list of ubersexuals. I always thought you were straight, actually, which is, you know...
Uber, is that like a German sexual? Is that what it is?
That's an ultra-sexual.
Mm.
That is, it was you and Clinton
right. And
Bono.
Really?
Good company. Congratulations.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, do you feel Uber?
Well, I'm excited about the after party.
It's going to be a blast. Good seeing you.
Thanks.
All right. The movie's great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.